We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Mother Nature had no mercy for alternative music fans at last night's Cruel World Music Festival at the Rose Bowl. Organizers pulled the plug during Iggy Pop's set, and before the final act, Susie and the Banshees could take the stage, out of caution of a nearby thunderstorm. Film critic Christy Lemire was at the event, and she tells us what it was like when Iggy Pop made that announcement, and warnings about a severe weather alert appeared on the stage screens, directing them to evacuate.
It was just sort of like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? I'm not sure it was frightening, but it was just sort of like, disconcerting, discombobulating. Like, is this real? And so then, you know, they kept saying, please calmly evacuate. And folks kind of didn't want to leave. When we left, there were like thousands of people still just hanging out. I'm not sure what they were waiting for, but yeah, we were all told to go.
The weather alert was issued about a storm that threatened to produce strong, gusty winds, heavy downpours, lightning and small hail as it passed between Pasadena and Monrovia. That's a bummer. There was an event last night to celebrate resilience in Alhambra, which is still healing from last January's Lunar New Year mass shooting. Natalie Tavidian reports on the AAPI Heritage Month event at Lili Dance Studio.
Organizers say this event, filled with dance, music, even comedy, is a love letter to the community. Connie Chung Jo, CEO of Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
Lili Dance Studio is where the community comes to celebrate with music and dancing. And the Say family told us that that's why their grandmother created this ballroom dance studio for the community. And we want to remember that. You know, we don't want Lili Dance Studio to be remembered for a tragedy. They want to be remembered for a beautiful place where community comes together.
Brandon Say, who disarmed the Lunar New Year mass shooter at this dance studio, saying he's honored to host.
This has been a business that's been run over three generations. And with that said, you know, we're almost a landmark here in Alhambra. And I'm just so happy that right now we get to seize our moment and shed some light, especially with the dancers and the community of dancers behind us.
Brandon says his message to the community, to stand strong. In Alhambra, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The president of Cal State Fullerton never faced an investigation, despite being accused of inappropriately touching students on three separate occasions. The LA Times reports the first claim against President Fram Vergee was made in August of 2019 by a female student who claimed he hugged her and kissed her forehead. Two similar reports were also filed against him. The campus official in charge of enforcing sexual harassment policy said Vergee's actions did not violate university policy and an investigation was unwarranted. However, experts say an independent investigation should have been conducted because the claims involved the most powerful official on campus. Vergee denied any wrongdoing and is retiring July 31st. The Orange County DA is sending a message to smash and grab robbers and other criminals. Pete Demetrio reports.
Saying it's time that the justice system gets back to prosecuting and incarcerating criminals in the post-COVID emergency era, Orange County DA Todd Spitzer says the Home Invasion Eradication Interdiction Strike Team, or HEIST, has been focusing on taking down crews doing smash and grabs and high-end home burglaries with a good deal of success. And as of now, defendants suspected in those crimes are awaiting trial.
In Orange County, we have 140 defendants who have been charged in this last year with committing home invasion robberies, burglaries, commercial burglaries, smash and grab robberies.
Spitzer says as part of this new strategy, they'll be charging some of these crews with hate crime allegations because of their specific targeting of Asian families for their actions. Spitzer says it's also time to take the gloves off regarding judges who, during the emergency, removed strikes for criminal prosecution or let defendants off with minimal sentences. He's indicated he'll publicly name those judges who've operated in such a fashion to give voters the option to remove those judges when they stand for election. In Orange County, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
In the past, police departments in Southern California were able to attract a good number of recruits because the pay was decent and there was plenty of overtime and also a retirement pension. But now agencies are handing out bonuses as they struggle to fill vacant positions. John Baird has more.
The officer shortage has been a problem for years, but it got worse during the pandemic and during the social unrest following the George Floyd case. Stress, forced overtime, job burnout, and low morale are among the things that contributed to the shortage of law enforcement officers, according to the Daily News. Bonuses of $30,000 are becoming more and more common. Rent subsidies, child care subsidies, anything to bring in more recruits. Joe Buscaino is a reserve officer with LAPD and a former LA City Council.
In reference to police hiring, I say buckle up because you're seeing more police professionals retiring more than ever. In the Los Angeles Police Department, you're going to see hundreds of officers shortage, and that is a concern.
The mayor of L.A. wants to add 300 new officers. The sheriff's department wants another 1,100 deputies. The competition for qualified recruits is pretty stiff. Some police agencies are offering bonuses to attract officers from other police agencies. In L.A., I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.